KSL News Time is 7:09. Another check of triple team traffic on kind of a snowy Monday, or not Monday, Wednesday morning out there, Andy.
When it's snowing, it feels like a Monday,
right?
Thank you,
it does.
We got slowing on I-15 between Bangor Highway and 90 South, plus some additional delay between 45th and downtown. Most of that just due to the weather getting worse. Bangor's getting a lot worse. Out in Riverton, South Jordan, we've got a lot of delays heading north up towards 104 South, partially due to a crash over on the right at 104th and Bangor. Plus, snow affecting the drive on I-80 from Tooele County as well as SR-36. Eric?
Looks like we got an accident reported on SR-92. This is just north of US 189, so up towards the Sundance area. And with the wet roads up there, you know, you might want to be a little bit more careful. But right now, we don't have any problems, major problems on I-15 in Utah County, although snow is reportedly sticking down in the Provo area. Heather?
You're going to see delays southbound I-15 just after Layton Parkway through most of Kaysville, and then traffic continues very heavy from there, all on wet roads with snow falling into downtown Salt Lake. All of a sudden, 700 South in Clearfield became very congested in both directions between Farfield Road and Hillfield Road, so that's going to take you extra time to get through. This Friday at Fort Union Deseret Book, meet Steve Young and get a signed copy of his new book, QB, My Life Behind the Spiral. Friday, 4 to 7, Fort Union Deseret Bookstore. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.